Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Testing and testing capabilities are expanding rapidly day by day. We are moving very quickly.
Absolutely nobody should be coming here if they don't really have to. If they're coming here to petition their federal government, which is their constitutional right, I would strongly recommend they do that either via telephone, letter, or email. There's no reason to come here to make their concerns known at this time that outweighs the risk of flying on an airplane or being around hundreds of people in this kind of an environment.
All right, the last voice you just heard there was Congressman Heck, if you didn't recognize it. He is a representative, of course, from Washington, where they were hit very hard and have been by this virus. And he falls actually into the age group of those that have to be concerned, which is 67. He's at the district where in Washington that includes part of eastern Tacoma. So there you have it. And before that, of course, the president, he held an oval address. Kate Delaney, thanks so much, if you've never heard the show before, for joining us and everybody else in between. So the conversation does turn to what the president had to say, because there was definite news in it. One, restricting travel for most of Europe for 30 days starting on Friday. So there will be, I'm sure, Americans scrambling to get out of wherever they are and get back to the United States before that, perhaps, otherwise stay where they are for at least 30 days. You've got a quarantined area in New Rochelle, New York. Things seem to be going pretty smoothly there. And the reason, of course, is because how quickly everything had spread with way too many cases, thanks to a lawyer, unfortunately, who got the virus and all the areas where he had been. And it seems almost hourly there's an update on somebody else who finds out that they have it, including Tom Hanks, the actor, and his wife Rita Wilson, who are in Australia, and he tweeted out, "We tested positive for the coronavirus," is how he said it. He put it out everywhere on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram. And he said, "We had colds, body aches, and were tired, and then we were found to be positive." So he's the first American celebrity, anyway, to publicly announce a diagnosis of this virus. And his statement went across everywhere, you know, like I said, and then was shared in so many places. What he did show was he showed a photograph, Tom Hanks did, of a medical glove discarded in a trash can layered with a biohazard liner. Keeping with the theme of, you know, he did have a theme going of lost gloves. But anyway, that was there, and he said, "What do we do next? The medical people have protocols they have to follow. We're going to be observed and isolated for as long as public health and safety requires. Not much more than one day at a time. That's our approach, and we'll keep you posted, world, and updated." And he said, "Take care of yourselves, the Hanks." So, and we've already seen that there's been a disruption in lots of different industries. The travel industry hit probably the hardest at this point, but the entertainment industry too, producers of the latest James Bond film, No Time to Die, they're going to postpone when they were going to release the picture. It's going to be pushed to November, 7 months after its planned release, and there's some more things that are similar to that that are being discussed. In the world of sports, a lot is happening. The NBA suspending the season after a Utah Jazz player tested positive for the virus. So that's it. Boom. Suspending the season, not taking any chances. Initially, there was conversation about having games with no fans. That went down. There's conversation about what's going to happen with Major League Baseball. Spring training is happening right now. And after spring training, what happens with opening day and what happens at all these big stadiums? Will part of the season or all of the season be temporarily halted, postponed? What's the likelihood of that? The NCAA tournament, March Madness, is big. in this country, it's the second highest betted upon sport. So meaning the Super Bowl is number one, it's number two. $10 billion is wagered. People who know nothing about basketball and could care less normally all participate in brackets. You see those brackets everywhere. And then just straight up gambling. And of course, because of that, there's so much money that moves around the NCAA tournament. And Selection Sunday's a big deal. Who's in, who's not. It'll be interesting to see how that goes. They announced early in the day on Wednesday that they were going to play the games but not have fans. Now, because the pros, the NBA, are suspending the season, I'll be curious if there's pressure for them to do the same with amateur basketball. They don't want to do it, but it may be that they have to end up doing it. And there's so much more when it comes to some of the numbers. The Dow now in bear market territory. Once again, it was down, and the World Health Organization on the heels on Wednesday of them declaring a global pandemic. You had countries and municipalities taking some pretty dramatic measures to slow the spread of the deadly contagion. I mean, that's the best way to put it. And as I mentioned, Wednesday night, the Oval Office address, the restriction on travel, which will not include the United Kingdom and will include exceptions for Americans who have received appropriate screenings, is one thing that was said. And it does apply to people. So there you go. And one of the things the president said is the virus will not have a chance against us. No nation is more prepared or more resilient than the United States. Keep your fingers crossed. There are now 125,000 confirmed cases worldwide, more than 4,600 deaths at this point. And the key thing is every day more people are coming out with it, testing positive, because there was the incubation period, not knowing they had it, feeling something was wrong, getting a test, and then just like Tom Hanks and his wife, just like what's happened with other people who have tested positive. And of course, you have the cruise industry and, you know, what's going on there. You've got 12 of Florida state universities that are closing their dorms and doing online classes instead. You have health officials in Wisconsin who are warning people not to engage in non-essential travel. In Seattle, they're telling people not to sit or stand shoulder to shoulder in the city bars. And then you've got New Rochelle under very close scrutiny. They've got a government-imposed containment zone aimed at controlling a cluster of cases there. That's why they're doing that. We're being told the worst is yet to come. There are now more than 1,000 confirmed cases in 39 states. More than 30 people, most of them elderly and with underlying respiratory conditions, have died. Anthony Fauci, who pulls no punches, the director of National Institute for Allergy and Infectious Diseases, was at a congressional hearing on Wednesday. He said the virus has proven to be 10 times more lethal than the flu and can no longer be contained nationwide because it's widely spreading in some communities. And he said again, things will get worse than they are right now. We're doing the numbers next. We can count.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Cases of COVID-19. I'm going to give you the number, 1,281. Reported deaths, 36 so far. In Washington, 366 cases. In New York, 220 cases. In California, 177 cases. In the great state of Texas, 21 cases. Colorado, 34. Georgia, 23. Florida, 28 cases of it. And in Arizona, 9 cases. You get the idea here. The list goes on and on and on. In Iowa, 13. Minnesota, 5. Wisconsin, 6. So the World Health Organization declared the virus a pandemic. Following that, this was the quote, "We are deeply concerned both by the alarming levels of spread and severity and by the alarming levels of inaction." So over 100,000 cases of the disease worldwide. Somebody said to me, "What's it like?" It's kind of pneumonia-like. That's the symptoms that a lot of people describe. What's interesting is Wuhan, which is where the capital city there in China, which is where it first came out, and the new virus strain originated in wild animals sold at a market there, they have had the opposite effect, where it's gone backwards. So they're starting to balance out. In Italy, it's been horrific. It's been a nightmare. 827 deaths over 12,000 cases. So they're right behind China because they had so many happen so fast and furiously. So the virus has been detected on every continent except Antarctica. Wow. Who knew we were going to be in this situation? Not very many people. I don't think anyone could have necessarily predicted this whatsoever. And then the conversation turns to the market because of 401ks, just in general, what's happening to your money and what's going on in the market, which does not ever react well to negative news, the doom and gloom. So Dow futures tumbled more than 1,000 points after the president announced that all travel from Europe to the U.S. is banned for 30 days. Investors are not happy, obviously, by what's happening. Now, if there's an economic stimulus, that could certainly change things. A lot of times you see a bounce from that. If you've been shopping at Target or Walmart, they're limiting the amount of hand sanitizers, disinfecting wipes, and toilet paper that you can get because it's causing a lot of problems. Publix set a limit of 2 of each of the sanitizers, masks, rubbing alcohol, bleach, facial tissues, and cups, plates, and utensils. And they have released statements like Walmart that store managers have been authorized to manage their inventory on whatever the item is, if it seems unusually high. Isn't that interesting? Scarcity, afraid of scarcity. And how do we behave? We hoard or price gouge, or that's what happens? This is like worse than Black Friday. Only you're not getting a fabulous TV for 10 cents. You've already had police that had to be called to different areas because of frustrations with shoppers and at one another. On March 5th at a California Costco, they had to be called. There was a violent outbreak with fights over supplies. It is like Survivor. Costco is struggling to keep things on the shelves, bottled water, other goods, because of the panic. So it becomes, what is the limitation? How much can I buy? Online shopping, the rich get richer, Jeff Bezos and Amazon, online shopping had an 800, you ready for this number? 817% jump in February compared with the previous month. Because people are buying things online. They don't want to, the whole panic and the, or are they going to not have what I need and going to the grocery store and do I have that social distance between me and whoever is, you know, right behind me. Google is telling employees to work from home. Just work from home. Because they can do that. Google's parent company, Alphabet, has about 120,000 employees. Most work in the U.S., but they're asked to stay home if they can until at least April 10th. The offices are going to be open for employees whose roles require it. Major industry conferences canceled to avoid spreading the virus. Lots of people are losing their livelihoods, especially if it surrounds entertainment. If it's surrounding entertainment, you bet. By the way, the president is extending the tax filing deadline over the virus. So extending it for some anyway. Some taxpayers won't have to file by April 15th. He says he's going to instruct the Treasury Department to defer tax payments without interest or penalties because of people and businesses negatively impacted. And that should help some who need it. It's interesting because Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin told the House Appropriations Committee on Wednesday any extensions would help small, medium-sized businesses and hardworking individuals heavily, heavily impacted by the widespread virus. And it should, because what will be freed up will be about $200 billion of additional liquidity to the economy. Life Goes On. What's that song? La-dee-dee, la-dee-da, Life Goes On. Boy, it is true. But I know people are trying to figure it out for themselves. Schools, etc. What's being closed? What isn't being closed? What's safe? What's not safe? Can I trust the people around me to have some good hygiene? Or is it a risk? And how do you know? By the way, we just went through daylight savings time. Have you noticed? In one way, it's really cool. In one way, it's really annoying. Right? Benjamin Franklin, if you want to blame someone, is often credited with the first proposing daylight savings in 1784. But the idea wasn't seriously considered until more than a century later, when a British builder really advocated for it. He worked the room. That's what happened. He worked the room. And we all get to benefit from it or not benefit from it. By the way, Arizona, I love this. They don't change their clocks. Outside of Navajo Nation, Arizona, they don't have to worry about daylight savings time and trying to remember which way the clock should be moved. They don't want longer days, I suppose. Summer days are hot. So it makes sense. Hawaii, by the way, doesn't either. They opted out in 1966. They said, we don't need it. We don't want it. We're not going to take it. Indiana, on the other hand, didn't observe daylight savings time until 2006. How about that? Now, there have been other states that have tried to get rid of it, but it hasn't happened. I can see the push in some areas, like, why does that make sense? And here's what I'd be curious about. Does it help or hurt people? Does it help them physically or does it hurt them? Are people, well, probably you're tired when you get 1 less hour of sleep when it initially kicks in, but then when it catches up with you, is it better to have that than the opposite way around? I'd say better to have that, right? One final one here. How about the U.S. women? Don't burn us. U.S. women didn't leave any doubt as how do they feel about U.S. soccer. Why did they do that? How did they do it? It's what they did. The U.S. Women's National Team Players Association, they posed for a photo on Twitter, all 23 players on the She Believes Cup roster with their inside-out shirts and standing over the crest. Good for them. That lawsuit's going to get super, super nasty. I'm just saying. Stay with us. I'll meet you on the other side.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
COVID-19 can be characterized as a pandemic.
There are now more than 1,100 cases in the U.S., with 33 deaths and 115,000 cases worldwide. In hard-hit Italy, all retail stores will close except food and drug stores. Infectious disease expert Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The next month, the next several months, we're going to have to rely on public health measures to contain this outbreak.
Coronavirus fears fueled losses on Wall Street. It officially pushed stocks into a bear market. Analyst Eugene Peroni.
Right now, emotion is really guiding the market. Fear is gripping investor psyche.
The Dow was down 1,465 points, the S&P down 140, and the NASDAQ down 392. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
To talk to Pat Clark. He's in our virtual green room right now, our author's corner, as I like to call it. And his book is called Adelia, The Silent Shadow. And this is such an interesting novel because he pulls in things. I mean, he pulls in a lot of really cool things, frankly, but he pulls in areas that I didn't ever really think about, and I am a voracious reader of these types of books, so it is incredibly intriguing. Pat, thanks for hanging with us.
Hey, thank you, too. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Let's talk about the main character. Tell us about the main character of your novel.
Well, Adelia came about as a human interest type of story. Most people think in terms of characters that are normal, you know, everyday lives and all that, but they don't realize the difficulties that a handicapped person has in times of duress and stress and all that sort of thing, because like Adelia, she's mute. She can't speak. As a matter of fact, she suffered from a trauma after witnessing the death of her parents. She never spoke since then. And she was rescued by someone who hooked up with her later in life that she didn't know. She was so young, and the trauma had overcome her that she didn't realize who it was that saved her, you know?
Yeah.
And,
Yeah, and this keeps us on the edge of our seat. This is a wild adventure. There's no doubt about it. And so she suffers through that trauma, and then what happens with her?
Well, she suffers through the trauma, but luckily she got into a circus, or foster parents. was able to dispel her anger and fears and develop her techniques of her abilities in the circus while being mute. Because only in a place like a circus she can show her abilities and demonstrate them, because she cannot express them in any other way. She can't talk about it. So she has to resort to action. Well, over those years, she built up such a hatred and wanted to avenge the murder of her parents, that after her foster parents died and she inherited the circus, she sold it with the intent of going back to avenge the murder of her real parents in the Amazon, no less. So
wow.
It's a change of culture. She hasn't been there since 8 years of age. So she had to adjust. And not being able to speak, it was quite a feat. But she went through all the rigors and tests of mutism and still rose to a position that she was able to challenge this guy who had risen to prominence now in the world, you know. So she really is more or less an introvert. She talks to herself. She thinks with herself. You know, she has no one to converse with. So everything about her is with herself. And it baffles anyone to know that you have these difficulties and you still are able to overcome it, to challenge this guy at such a high level of competence, you know. So that's
right.
What the story was about.
Yeah, so it's 8 years old, that happens, the traumatic shock, then moving forward, how she's able to do that. I have a question for you. So you have had an incredible career in a lot of different directions, including dealing with and doing and producing documentaries, one that was even sold to 20th Century Fox, and stage shows. You were an actor, you produced stage shows. Wow, so you transitioned from that to becoming a writer. What was that like?
Well, not really. I think all along, the thing about creative people, they question a lot. They think of how other people view things and all that, and it's natural. It's not something that is outside of the norm. It's just that, for instance, because I did documentaries, I would be questioning a lot of people about their life, how they view things and all that. And you hear things that would surprise you. You know, like we talk, especially I dealt among indigenous people. And when you go into them, like one day, I'll give you an example. One day my guide, I can't speak the language of the people. We went to the village and we saw them. They built up a creek on one side and built up the other side so that this water was floating. I said, what are they doing? He said, they're fishing. I said, fishing? How's that? So they had some bark and all that. They crushed up and they threw it in the water. And the next thing you know, the fish was floating at the top. So I said, what the hell is that? He said, don't ask too many questions. Just look. Just stay silent and look, you know. And I saw them throw the women went in and threw the fish into the basket. They selected them. They didn't take the pregnant fish. They didn't take the very young. They just took the ones that they needed. They threw it in the basket. And after time, they let out the water. And the fish went back. He said they were just dazed. I saw them jumping in the basket. He said they're as good as new. It's just that they were drugged for a while, but nothing happened to them. I said, but this is very scientific. I mean, you would think that people in such a remote area, the indigenous people, how do they know this? How could they conceive fishing like this, not depleting the resources, you know?
Right.
So those are the things that fascinated me, and you see that every culture – And every individual has their view in life, and they're all creative in their own way.
Boy, isn't that, that is absolutely true, created in their own way. We're speaking with Pat Clark here in Author's Corner. He's written a book called Adelia, The Silent Shadow. I love that. That's clever, The Silent Shadow. When you sat and wrote this, because you are a storyteller, like you said, you're a creative, what did you pull in from a lot of your experiences and you were able to wrap this in? I mean, that's why you went with the jungle and that kind of thing?
Well, that, yes, I'm always fascinated by the intrigue of the jungle because I live there. You know, Guyana is near the Amazon, so I used to travel there. And you see lots of things in those areas that defy human understanding. And those are the things that fascinated me. All the, like, people, how they farm and all that sort of thing, you know. They would leave one part of the land at one time, they travel to another part, and when the land is depleted there, they go to some other part, and they use that land, so they're able to farm, and they keep transitioning from one area to the other, based on the weather, you know, and they keep their families together like that. So those are things that fascinate me, and I said, hey, these people, they're so science to their so-called madness, you know. And I started appreciating people at all levels. And when it comes to Adelia, I never had anybody that was mute. But because of my observation and because of how you try to put yourself in other people's shoes, you know, mm-hmm. you were able to glean certain things more about people than normally you just take them for granted. You say, oh, he's mute or he's a cripple or something like that. They just take it for granted. But what they go through inside, you don't know. You don't know the hurt. Like in the book, it shows where she's not speaking and people think that she's stopping them.
But she's not. Yeah.
She's not.
I love it. Pick it up on Amazon, Adelia, The Silent Shadow, Pat Clark. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you, Kate, and best of luck to you.
Thank you. You too. All right, this novel really fascinated me, so as we say goodbye to Pat, I wanted to give you a little snippet of it. And if you go to Amazon, you'll see all this, but this is my rendering. Picture this, Adelia, The Silent Shadow. A child of 8 witnesses the brutal murder of her parents that makes her physically handicapped. Although near death, the child survives, seeks revenge as a young woman of just 22. Naive, determined, she wants to bring her brand of justice to the killer, appearing with notes and sign language while trying to get info in a land where any form of handicap is frowned upon. She finds a roadblock. She realizes that her difficulty getting information about the man's location is because she couldn't speak. Her impediment always gets her in trouble and forces her back in the shadows. But she is relentless and pursues her prey through the jungle, yikes, savannas, and into the wide avenues and floating buildings of Brasilia. Can you imagine? Because I love novels, and I love being plopped into the middle of it, so Pat's really fascinated me, because as he said, he took from his life, but the mute thing was a different twist that he added. And I haven't seen that in a character, so I thought that was pretty fascinating. Excellent book. Adelia, The Silent Shadow. Great beach read, plane read, you know, backyard read, staycation, you know, whatever it might be. So stay with us. Much more coming your way on the flip side as we continue with Author's Corner.
I'll write this to you in reverse. Someone better call a hearse.
Shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time, Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNLive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Once again, we're in Author's Corner, and pleased to welcome Mary Anna Albritton, who has written a great book called Come Climb Toward God. Mary Ann, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It's my joy.
I love that. It's my joy. And I can tell you're a joyful person, by the way, because we've talked off the air, and that you really do have that persona that, you know what, and it kind of goes along, it doesn't kind of, it goes along with your book, that to me, you seem as though in talking with you, you seem content. Is that because of your love of God and your belief?
Yes. My joy comes from knowing Jesus and having a personal relationship with him, and it just flows. I can't explain it.
And what made you decide you were going to write this book?
I've been teaching ladies' Bible studies and Sunday school and conferences for about 50 years now. And when I teach in my local church, and I'm teaching every week, I have various subjects. And when I've taught this subject about how to have a personal relationship with God, how to recognize when he's calling us to a step closer to him, when I give that Bible study, the people come up to tell me this study has helped me more than any study that we've had. And my sister-in-law, Janice, would tell me, you need to write a book. And then different people would say, you need to write a book. So I finally got up the courage and attempted. So that's how the book came into being.
I love it. And again, we're speaking with Mariana Albritton, and she's written a book called Come Climb Toward God, the subtitle. I'm going to throw that out at for all of you. Are you hungry for God? So what does that mean, are you hungry for God?
In every person, there's a vacuum. There's a hole that only God can fill in your spirit, in your soul. And people feel this hunger, and they don't know what it is. And so they begin searching, and they need a way to find out what that hunger means and to come to the realization, this is God trying to get in touch with me and have fellowship with me, have a relationship with me, know me. And so many people have this hunger, and they don't know what to do with it. They don't know how to respond. And so I'm hoping that this book can get out there in the world and answer this question for people and help them on their route to finding God as a real person and understanding that Jesus is real and he wants to be part of your life. And it's a delightful life. Once you have a relationship with Jesus, it's delightful.
It's interesting because you talk about that hole, and a lot of people are talking about it. So when you say, are you hungry for God, it fills that void. It's like what you're talking about, the void.
Yeah.
For you to write this book, you had to be kind of vulnerable, didn't you? Was that tough?
I did. I had planned to write it as I taught it, strictly by reading the topics and discussing the scriptures. But as I began to write it, God didn't let me get by with that. I had to open up myself and be vulnerable. And in being vulnerable and explaining some of my experiences, which were positive and some were negative, which I believe helps people to identify, it was a whole new experience opening up myself to be vulnerable. But that's where a connection with other people comes in. They need to know that God is there in their experiences, and that's part of finding out our calling from him. And what a lot of people ask, you know, what does God want me to do? And so experimenting with different types of service for God, we find the answer to that question, and we do have to be vulnerable and able to answer that question.
Boy, isn't that true? You do have to be vulnerable. Did you find that from all the years of the ladies' Bible studies groups? What was it like running those?
Well, everyone has a different connection to God. Everybody has different desire to have a closeness with God. Some people want to be really close to God. Some people are content to kind of have a distance from God. But I've tried to teach to the individual because God is very individual minded. I say that if a person wants to know God, to find out who God really is, then he will move heaven and earth to get to that person. I've seen him do that so many times. He'll do what he has to do to get to that person.
Wow. So people listening to this, when you say, I've seen that happen with a few people, can like give us an example. That's great.
A lady came to me for counseling, and she was on the verge of trying to decide whether or not to commit suicide because some religious leader had told her that she was going to have to really suffer for the sins that she had committed. And that was so tragic. And God sent her to me so that I could tell her God loved her, God forgives her if she asks forgiveness, and therefore remedy that mindset, take away that mindset. And so here I was. I lived in a very remote area at that time. But that particular lady had a friend who knew me, and the friend told her, I know a lady I think can help you. And so she brought her to see me, and we had a good discussion about God. So in that respect, God moved all obstacles that was in her way and got her to me, even though I lived in the backwoods of nowhere. So he's very good at doing that kind of thing, whatever it takes to get to a person.
Wow, I love that. I love that story. So that had to make you feel good, right?
Oh, yes.
Wow.
It's a wonderful privilege to be a servant of the Lord and to be able to direct people to Jesus. It's really awesome. And for just a little country girl, just in my own sight, just a nobody, for God to use me in his service to help people, that is so wonderful. It's so fantastic.
Marianna, what do you hope that people get out of it? What do you hope that people get out of reading your book?
I'm hoping that if they do not know Jesus personally, that they will ask him into their lives and become believers in him. And then after that, I'm hoping that they can develop that relationship with him, that when he calls them, that they will be willing to say yes to God and move forward, always moving forward in a deeper relationship with him. I always tell people, even if you don't understand completely what's going on, always say yes to God. Because when you say yes, it gives him permission to work in your life.
And you've seen it. You gave us the example, and you said you've seen this so many times over and over again. I want to tell everybody they can pick up your book, Come Climb Toward God. Are You Hungry for God? Marianna Albritton. You can find it easily on Amazon.com. Wow, a woman of strong faith who has seen what's happened in action to many of the people around her. Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
And thanks to everybody for listening to this version of the show and Author's Corner as well.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.